We begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Lamed Beis. We begin the Amud Beis, begin with Tez, the Ramaschot, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, Velifnei Fanav. The Pasuk expounded not only what comes before it, but even what comes before it. Tez comes to explain, why are women exempt from learning Torah according to the one who says that the Pasuk of Lamanir B'Yumechim is going also on women, as the Gemara brought down the Machlikas of Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yisi. Regarding which sin does a person's children die when they're young? One says the sin of mezuzah, one says the sin of bittul Torah. The Gemara explained the principle there, machlekes, depends on this pasuk, l'man yirbi mechem v'mei v'nechem, is that going on the parsha right beforehand, which is the mitzvah of mezuzah, al mezuzah b'secho, which is the pasuk beforehand, or even l'fnei fanav, which is going on the pesukim before that, which is Talmud Torah, which we're reading before that. So, on that opinion, Tema L'Ri, the Ri wonders. The Perikam at the Gedushin, the Gemara in Gedushin of Lamed Alma Rav Damer that says, Kol Mitzvah Sasei B'chulu, there the Gemara is discussing every Mitzvah Sasei D'Shehazman Geram, which are time-bound Mitzvah. Women are exempt, etc., which the Gemara learns out, because the Pasuk says by Talmud Torah, B'lamat Tamaisim Es B'neichim, which says your sons and not your daughters, that women are exempt from Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is compared to Tefillin, which is a Mitzvah Sasei D'Shehazman Geram. From there we learn out, from every Mitzvah Sasei D'Shehazman Geram, that women are exempt. But a parach, the Gemara asks over there, v'nakish mezuzah l'tamad Torah, we should compare mezuzah to Talmud Torah, because mitzvah, mezuzah, and Talmud Torah, like we're pointing out in our Gemara, are written one right next to each other. Pirish, and therefore what the Gemara means to say is, v'liftri nashim mezuzah. Women should then, therefore, by default, then be exempt from the mitzvah of mezuzah, k'echad debatir m'talmud Torah, just like they're exempt from Talmud Torah, like we just established in that Gemara over there. Mishan, the Gemara answers, lo yisagadadir, he can't entertain to say that they're exempt from mezuzah. Because the chsev, the pasuk says right after that, laman yirbu yumeichem megoymer, which is, atu gavr b'yichai, what you think, only men need life, and noshi le b'yichai, and women don't need life? So therefore, since we see that the mitzvah mezuzah has the bracha of laman yirbu yumeichem, obviously that women are obligated in mitzvah mezuzah, because they also need life. So as Taisa is now Bahasha, now what we're establishing in our Gemara, how we said that there's an Amoira that holds that the Pasuk is of Laman Yirbu, not only going Mezuzah, it's also going Talmud Torah, Koinam Talmud Torah, Kedmashma, like it's Mashma from our Gemara in this Mandamar, and Ava Bishin on the Shem Chayavis, but we say the women are not obligated to Talmud Torah. But why don't we have the same complaint the Gemara says over there? What, women don't need to live? Yashlema Taisa says, what you could say is, the Talmud Torah, Hav Mechayvin and Nam Mechaytami. You're right. Based on that svar, the Gemara says over there for mezuzah, we would say the same thing for Talmud Torah according to this mandama. Eloi miyad kra behedya, if we didn't have a pasuk explicitly excluding them, because said the pasuk says v'lamat ma'is mes b'neichem, that you should teach your sons Torah, v'loi es b'neisechem, and not your daughters. So therefore we have explicit miyad. Of the mezuzah, regarding mezuzah, the leke miyad, there's no miyad. Ele hekesha, it's just a comparison. So from that reasoning of God, meaning we could have compared it mezuzah to Talmud Torah. It's a hekesh, it's one near each other. From that reasoning that we said, however, but what men need life and women don't need life, islam lamem and the ein lahakesh, we could say that not to make the comparison to exempt from mezuzah. But if there's explicit gzeir sarkasa that's being made, then we're going to be made them, and therefore women are not obligated to Talmud Torah, although they obviously do need life. To the next taste, Damascus, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Huda Hanasi, Haina Rabbi. So the difficulty is, Rebbe, he already said Mavayin Adarim Karma, that they die because of the sins of fulfilling not fulfilling one's vow. Tosfos comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara answer that according to Rebbe, one's sons could die also for the sin of Bittul Torah? That is, Gemara had asked, as our Divrei Maskil Tosfos is going on, the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, in the sin of Bittul Torah, person's children die when they're young. I, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, is Rebbe, and we read a quote in the previous Braisa that he says it's the sin of Nedarim that sons die. So the Gemara answers, you're right, after Rebbe heard from Elizabeth Shimon the drasha that it's because of the oven and Nedarim, then he retracted and he said that, yeah, it's because of Nedarim, not because of Talmud Torah. But Taisa wonders, and he says it in the way of answering, here the Gemara does not answer that, Rebbe that said that the children died because of Bittul Torah, the af be'ovin Bittul Torah kama. Yeah, it was both. It could be either because of the Nedarim, like I said in the previous Braisa, or like it says in the second Braisa, because of the sin of not learning Torah, k'dim shan l'mekamon. As the Gemara says, a similar type of an answer later on, the Vlamed Gimel Amud Beis, Gabi, when we have this machlekes tanoim, where does the punishment of askara, type of strangulation, come from? What sin caused it? Where we find, according to Belazar Reb Yesi, it comes because of the sin of Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says what he means to say is, it's afa Lashon Hara. It's also for Lashon Hara. And also for eating things which are not properly tithed. So therefore, Tais is bothered. Here also, the Gemara could have said the same thing, that according to Rebbe, that the children die because of the sin of Batar, and also the sin of Darm. So then why, we wouldn't have to say this, like he retracted. It could have been that he says both. So Tais says no, because the Hasam over there in the Gemara later on the next daf, Shaykh Lememer, it's applicable to saying, Rebbe Rabbi Yesi, that when he said in the Braisa that the Askara comes for the sin of Lashon Hara, he doesn't intend to disagree with the Tanakama that it's because of eating things which are not properly tithe. Rather, like the Gemara says, the Afkama is saying also. Why? Why could we say that? Because the Braisa Shnei Shemev Achrea, because the second Braisa that's brought after that, Koyin Nami Tanakama, so there also, Beloz Rabbi Yesi is going on the words of the Tanakama, the Kama that he says, Al Lashon Hara. That is for Lashon Hara, Vakomer Iyu, and he says, that also for eating things which are not properly tight. So we could say that yes, that oh, it's not a contradiction, because when there's another opinion saying his other opinion, he could say the other opinion. So both Bryce's work out that he's saying the other one which wasn't mentioned, and it's because he holds it both. He holds that it's because of the sin of Lashon Hara, or for eating things which are not properly tight. So that's why the Gemara says that he's saying af. But over here, if it was true that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was saying also, wasn't just one, hence our Gemara's question, if that would be the case, then Braisa Delel, then the first Braisa Delel, Koy Tanakama, which doesn't have a Tanakama, have a little minka nami ba'avim mitlatei, then they should have said also his, quote, other interpretation of the sin of Bitlatera, besides that of the sin of Nadarm. The fact that he doesn't mention that, he only mentions the oven of Nadarim, is a proof that, no, his intention wasn't that it's also B'Bitl Torah, it's only by the sin of Nadarim. And then they come out to answer that initially he thought it was because of the sin of B'Bitl Torah. But after he heard from Lazar B'Shem, the drasha that they died because of the sin of Nadarim, avows, he retracted and he expounded it like that too. To the next taste, the Masal Taz begins the words of the Gemara, B'Oven Tzitzis V'Chulu, the sin of tzitzis, etc., which Chase explains that specifically when he has a garment of four corners. The Gemara brought, according to one Tanam, that a person's sons die because of the sin of tzitzis. So Chase explains that Dafka b'Yemen, that was specifically in their days, that their garments were four-corner garments, so that we get punished if they didn't have tzitzis, like it's obvious in the Gemara, Menachas and Malfa Manalf, Gabi Amalei Malachal of Katina, Bechulu with the Malach Sitra of Katina. In the summer you wear clothing like this, so when do you wear clothing like this, which are, you're exempting yourself from tzitzis, but that's where the punishment is, because they're wearing four-corner garments, so therefore, for not properly fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis, they get a punishment. But in today's times where people don't wear it, so then there's no punishment for a person not fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. However, Taisa does say, Ach tov liknas talis. However, it is appropriate to acquire a talis, like we do. To make the bracha on it every single day. Like the Gemara says, the end of the first perek and seit of the Dalam and Aleph, that you're right, although one is exempt from the mitzvah tzitzis, but a person should strive to be able to get opportunities to fulfill the mitzvahs. What do we see from the Gemara over there? Because the Gemara says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading so much against Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says, what do you think Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to eat the fruits over there? What was he clamoring to get into Eretz Yisrael for? Rather, Moshe was saying, mitzvah that I can fulfill, let it be fulfilled through me. You see how much he wanted to fulfill an opportunity, even though he didn't have to, but he could if he's going to get into Eretz Yisrael. So too, we want to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, says, even though we don't have to, because they don't wear four-corner garments. If it's appropriate, as is the custom, to buy a four-corner garment and put tzitzis and fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis.